everybody. It's
Blog
Mark.
Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Mark and Christy.
Hey, it's Christy.
As you can tell, I'm so used to doing openings and by myself for a lot of different hosts and stuff for almost 3-4 years now. So it's fun to learn to be in a partnership. And you know, if you tune into a lot of the shows that we're going to have, you'll hear a lot of stories about a spiritual partnership coming together and a lot of the different experiences that we've shared since we got together and, you know, the story and everything like that. Let me go ahead and just give the intro before we get started. You're listening to Divine Practice with Christy and Mark. We're on one Thursday. Generally, we try to fall into the third Thursday of the month. We run the show for 1 hour. In most situations, we don't take callers. It's more of a technical issue than the fact that we'd love to probably talk to everybody. So we'll have to technically work that out as the show unfolds over the next year or two. And that is, we're on one microphone and a set of headsets, so we don't really have the ability to screen callers and stuff. So apologies if you wanted to call in. We always welcome comments and everything like that about the show.
Maybe we could do like one of those things eventually where people can like chat, you know, ask questions that way or something.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a chat window, which we'll have to play with, but we've never really used it before. So, yeah, that'd be a really good space to play with.
So if you're out there and as we're speaking, feel like you want to connect with us, we'll work on that in the next few months and see if we can't get that chat window open. And maybe you can have some questions come through there and we can be in live in real time just with you.
So this is, like I said, Divine Practice. This is our second show. If you got a chance, you can go back and listen to the replay. We had a chance to interview our friend from Canada, Garnet Schuhauser.
And was he awesome?
He was awesome.
Yeah, and if I just got his book and started reading through that, and I absolutely love it. Just love it.
Yeah, I came across him a while ago, and I think if you have been following Spiritual Connections Radio, which is where we host from, we've interviewed him for every one of his books, and we've actually had him back on a couple different occasions because he's just such an amazing person, and his book is great. So if you get it,
very vivid. Sorry, Mark, but he's just really vivid in his writing and his accounts with his spirit guide Albert, right?
Yeah.
So grateful that he's following his calling, you know, putting that forth. I think that's one of the things that I noticed last week, or not last week, but last month. But it's just kind of like when spirit guides us, it's like, do you really want me to do this? And it's like, yeah, I want you to do it. And he's like, okay, I'll write these books. Bring it on. So much honor and gratitude for all of his courage to bring that to the universe.
Yeah, just amazing. And we, you know, me and Christy were kind of talking about this all week that we've been trying to figure out, do we strictly want to have a one-on-one, you know, kind of talk about different spiritual topics? And we were like, yeah, we really like that idea. But we have an opportunity from time to time to interview a few people, mostly people that are friends of ours who are just releasing their books. And we haven't settled on the date yet. Because normally we would be on May 19th, but I think we have a concert that evening.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to have to actually choose to do the show on the 12th or the 26th next month. And next month...
Let's do the 12th, sweetie, because on the 26th we're leaving for Big Bend.
Oh, that's right. We're going to be down in Big Bend doing some nature.
Doing a family retreat.
It's amazing how busy schedules can get. I think a lot of people can attest to that, you know, and... we'll have to confirm that with our friend, but our friend Jerry Gavin is going to be on in May if we can work out the date with him. He's actually got a very busy tour schedule. He does his show on Hay House Radio, and he's written a number of books called Messages from Margaret. So he's going to be on the show hopefully in May to talk about his new book that just came out, which is More Messages from Margaret. And basically what he does is he channels an angel called Margaret, who is passing down love and guidance to a lot of us who have challenges. And I think part of what we're going to talk about on the show this evening is our topic today is fear. And I think fear is probably a big topic for a lot of people. We're actually going to talk about that on the show this evening. Before I get too far ahead of myself, let's go ahead and just let everybody know that if you want to find out what is coming up on the shows and what's also playing on the other shows that we have on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. That's my initial opening spew. With that, Christy, why don't you go ahead and talk about a little bit about our topic, and we'll get started this evening.
Okay. Well, Mark and I were talking last month about what we would do this month, and I think it was we were listening to, I want to say it was Saint Germain. And so that's another show on the network. You can check that out. But Saint Germain was giving some like guidance on fear and how a lot of times we get stuck in fear, or we have this big thing maybe we feel like we want to do or to step out and to, you know, really be free and be who we are. But maybe there's this like veil of fear or something that's just kind of like holding us back. And so to me, it seemed like it just came up so many times. I mentioned to Mark, hey, let's talk about fear and talk about how we've dealt with it in our lives. And really the purpose of divine practice is to talk about how do we incorporate walking with the divine in our daily lives and what does that look like, you know, and how do we practice the things that are important to us in our connection with our divine, whatever that may look like for all of us. So that's pretty much where the topic came up. Do you agree, Mark?
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things I always used to, or I guess a lot of people are used to doing this, and that is, you know, what are we talking about the divine? I mean, you know, a lot of people might be tuning in going, oh, wait a second, is this a Baptist radio show? You know?
Well, it could be for anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that when we talk about divine practice, you know, you'll hear me particularly talk about this evening as I share some of my life stories about praying and praying to God. And for me, that's what works for me. I think for a lot of people, they'll use words like, you know, the energy, the universe, you know,
spirit,
consciousness,
Unity,
anything that kind of really vibrates with you. Some people are connected to nature. Some people are connected to, you know, different types of religions and everything. So the nice thing about the show is that the show is there for everybody. We don't discriminate. We're open. And, you know, it's interesting because I think for both of our journeys, you know, we both came from pretty strong religious backgrounds. I was raised Baptist and then spent 30 years in the Lutheran Church. And I know Christy's got her own journey that she's been on, you know.
Well, I think for me, it was kind of growing up, it was just hit and miss as far as going to church and whatnot. I always joke, whatever vacation Bible school was going on that week during the summer, that's where we went. I think it was to give my mom a break. She was a smart lady.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it wasn't anything that was really regular. And after my mom and dad divorced, we really didn't go to church at all. But one of the things that she did incorporate into our lives was this essence of connection with nature and just being understanding that spirit is with us. And Jesus was very alive and well in our homes as well. And then, you know, there came the time of, you know, working in the Catholic Church after I was married and becoming a youth minister in the Catholic Church. So we've been around different experiences and then coming to where I am now, which is more of an open place of accepting the what is, whatever that may be for each individual, and just knowing that if we are in a place of love, you know, in consciousness, whatever that looks like for you, and if that works for you, then I say go for it.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And you know, I've shared a lot of different things with Christy, and I think one of them was my whole journey, you know, going from the religious into more of a spiritual opening and, you know, kind of delving into different, what we call modalities or different areas. particular work or something along those lines. You know, I think through the process, you know, one of the biggest changes for me over the years has been moving from, you know, I think I know all the answers to everything. And now it's more like, okay, I can tell you what works for me. And, you know, maybe that works for you, maybe it doesn't. So I have more of a mindset these days to be, you know, in a space of kind of like, I'll give you what I can share with you. And if you can use it, that's great. If you can't, don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah, it sounds to me, Mark, when you talk, that it's more of a place of just acceptance,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a very peaceful acceptance of whatever's going on with you and then the other person, and knowing that we're not in that place where we have to feel like we have to control or everybody has to believe what we believe. But coming back to the topic of fear, let me just, we're going to share personal stories. I was just wondering, whenever you started to transition from more of a kind of, you know, going to church on Sundays and this and that from wherever you were into kind of exploring the gifts that you were given, you know, when you were born and had kind of been shut down, but then you come into a place of being like working on hands-on healing, you know, and you've been in the computer industry, you know, technology for 20 years, you know, working in New York. So was there fear associated with that and that part of the path for you?
Well, you know, I think it's something that I've shared at a lot of different retreats and with other people in their journeys. And that is, I think as a professional, you always have this fear of, you know, what would happen if my boss found out that I do hands-on healing? Or, you know, and for some people, it's what would my family think? You know, especially if you're in a very strong family. A lot of my family members were actually Baptist ministers. So, you know, you always wonder, you know, are you going to be judged by the ones that are the closest to you? And, or are you going to get discriminated against? So, you know, a new level, well, I guess it's not a new level. I mean, religious discrimination has been here for a very long time. So I guess, you know, as a spiritual person, I think the fear I had really came from just kind of being like, well, what are people going to think if they find out what I do? And I think more so since I've been in the professional area for a number of years. And, you know, the last thing you want to do, you know, if you're trying to build up credibility as a director or someone in charge of operations globally, is to be known as that guy who's got the weird thing, you know, or, you know,
yeah.
or whatever it is, you know, as far as what people could label you as. So I think that's probably the fear that I had in that transition.
Mm, that's beautiful. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. I love you, sweetheart.
How about yourself? I mean, I guess, you know, with your transition and everything, did you notice a lot of fears as you were getting more into, you know, becoming, you know, a yoga instructor, a master Reiki teacher, and you know, all the different tools and, you know, experiences that you've had since you started the spiritual journey?
That's a good question. I think my fear came from, like you said, just wondering what are people going to think. But I remember working like in, you know, more religious or standardized religion, and I just felt like it wasn't working for me. And there was one part where I don't know that it was fear, but it was almost like apathy. It was like I was seeing so many different things that I didn't agree with, and I felt like I didn't care. And I guess there was some fear there whenever I left to kind of do my own thing, because I left a whole circle of, like, a network whenever I chose to leave. And then I did feel very, very isolated. I think that that's one of the things whenever you're walking this journey of spirit, you know, and we don't quite fit into the boxes that are out there, then it feels like we're alone. And I think for me, I was afraid of being alone. And as I did my training and practiced yoga for many years and went through my certification, it felt like there was another network I was kind of building up, but still there felt like there was an isolation just within me. And And even later, whenever I became a Reiki master and studied Qigong, there's always this part of me that's looking to connect and to be part of something bigger than just me. And I kind of still feel it in my heart. It's that, you know, that little kid inside of you that says, you know, will you just be my friend? Can we play on the playground together? You know? And then being so afraid that the person that you ask is going to say, you know, are you talking to me? Get away from me. Who are you? You know? So I don't know, that's kind of circular way of the way that I speak and tell my stories. But, and even now, I mean, like at work in my day job, you know, I'll just let people know that I'm there for them or if they need something, you know. I've seen some of my colleagues be in really tight spots and, you know, I'll just stop and give a hug or say a prayer. Sometimes I do Reiki, you know, and if I know that they're really, really stressed, and most seem really open to that. But I also don't push myself on anybody. And if it's like in the moment, if spirit needs it, then you just go do it. Like open the door for a cat. What about you, babe?
Well, you know, I think like you, I when I was kind of moving from the church, you know, into a space of opening myself up more to the teachings of spirituality, I think some of the challenges I had was getting into the space of, or some of the realizations I had at the time was coming into the space of realizing that a lot of what was being taught in the church, some people would call that dogma at the time, had to do with looking at the aspects of, you know, coming from the Lutheran church, as that was the most recent, you know, or family group of religious organization that I belonged to at the time. There was this aspect of really just being in the space, listening to what was being taught. And it was funny because at the time, the last minister I actually had at one of my Lutheran churches was actually a very strong spiritual person and actually taught from a spiritual aspect. And maybe all people are really just spiritual and teach from a spiritual aspect, but you really kind of see it more as you open your mind to things outside the scope of your dogma teaching. And, you know, through that process, there was a certain point where there's certain kind of key principles that I could no longer agree with, which gave me the exit from the church and the structure. And I think like you, I think the hard part I had was kind of moving away from that family or that group of people, you know, that common bond of Christianity. And the fear of, okay, well, if I don't have this group of people, then who do I have in my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through that, it was a couple of key things that came up for me. One of them was this whole concept, at least within the Lutheran church and the teachings of, you know, we're guilty of sin. The second being that, you know, God from the teachings of the Bible was this person who is judgmental and angry and carries on some of the characteristics that you would see in a human. And I think what a lot of people miss in the study of the Bible is that, you know, we were taught that we are an image of God, but I think what a lot of people try to don't realize is God is not a representation of us. So I think for me at a certain point, I was like, well, I can't be in this place where I consider myself guilty of sin and basically atoning and, you know, and stuff like that. So for me, one of the biggest transitions and just kind of coaching people in my coaching practice with people one-on-one over the last, you know, 6 years or so, is really just teaching people that God is unconditionally loving. And that's really the only thing you need to understand.
Yeah, definitely.
So with that, you know, one of the things we want to let you know about is this evening we're actually going to be taking you through a guided meditation. And through that guided meditation, we're actually going to be sending out, or I'll be sending out a beautiful thing called a Diksha blessing. And that Diksha blessing will go out to you to basically bless you with whatever it is that's for your highest good or whatever it is that will will add something to your life. So we give that as a free gift during our shows. And it's actually ingrained in the shows. And if you miss any part of the show or if you miss the beginning, this show will be available for replay about 15 minutes after the show ends. You can just go back to the where you found the show at and click on the link for the show, and it'll take you right back to the replays, including some of our past shows and some of the other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio. So what else do we have for topics? We want to make sure we cover all the bases this evening.
Yeah, so those basically the big things we want to cover is, so the question is, what place does fear hold in our lives? And then later on in the show, we'll kind of offer some tips from our own lives that how we've embraced fear to allow us to transform and actually use fear as an ally and a friend, instead of maybe the way we've been taught, of pushing it away or trying not to, to see it. I know that I've done that for a long time in my life. And, if it's okay, Mark, can I tell one of my stories?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So the one thing that just came to me was that, whenever I married when quite young, and at the time I remember being ready to walk down the aisle, and I was dressed in my wedding gown, I had my flowers, and all the families were in this little church. We had, I think, 5 bridesmaids and 5 groomsmen, flower girl, you know, the whole thing, everybody's there. And I remember standing outside, kind of like in the hall, before it's time to walk down the aisle. And very distinctly, I got a message. And the message was, he's not the one. And I was kind of flabbergasted. To be honest, I kind of knew all along, but I just thought, well, if I kind of push through it, it'll be okay. And I just kind of said to myself, because I thought this was me, right? It's like, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're going to do this. We paid for the wedding. You know, it doesn't matter. So then it came again, but louder this time. It said, he is not the one. And my heart kind of sank. And you know, the thing was, is that at that time, you know, everything happens how it's supposed to happen. But I had this huge fear, right? Like, what am I going to do? Walk out there and go, you know what, everybody? Yeah, never mind. I really don't want to do this. I know everybody spent a lot of money. You're all here. And, you know, I'm going to say no. And I don't know if that's just individually me, or if maybe that's just kind of a woman thing. When we're put in situations where we feel almost trapped and like social pressure is on us to do one thing or the other. And it could be for guys too. But anyway, I said, well, everybody's here. We already paid for all this stuff. I'm just going to get married. If it doesn't work out, I'll just get a divorce later. And 13 years later, I got a divorce. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe in that moment, had I stopped to embrace my fear and acknowledge it and call it a friend, maybe I might have had the courage to go out there and go, you know what, I don't want to do this. But then again, looking back in the past is, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I mean, I have 2 beautiful girls, you know, my 2 daughters that I'm totally blessed with, and an ex-husband that's really great, you know, and an amazing partner, Mark, who's come into my life. So, I don't know, when we can look past that moment, we can see that fear maybe is trying to give us a message, to just give us a signal along the way. And a lot of times what's happened to me is if I don't listen to that, right? So I didn't listen to that, then it just comes in different messages and just gets louder and louder until I do. And then I just kind of embrace that. What do you think, hon?
Yeah. It's funny because when you were talking about the church, I thought about the moment that I was standing up front off to the side waiting to go in, and And my friend of quite a few years, Peter, had turned to me and said, you know, it's not too late to leave. You know, it's not really what you want to hear from your best man, you know. But, you know, I thought it was interesting to just see that it's not just the guy that has that doubt or that fear in that moment before that commitment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think, you know, being able to embrace the fear, you know, you always hear these little parables about, you know, people going into situations and, you know, and you're in a dream being chased by something. And then, you know, basically you get this understanding that you're supposed to just turn around and face your fear. And then through that, you know, you're able to see that it just dissolves. And I wonder, you know, how much of that is true in real life and the different experiences we've had to be able to kind of just, you know, take whatever that is. And, you know, we could probably talk about it for another hour on another radio show about emotions and how it's best to just feel the emotions instead of stuffing them down or disregarding them. You know, there's a lot of people out there in the healing industry that believe that most disease that exists is based on unresolved emotions.
Yeah, you know. And your energy bodies that manifest through the physical body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the water experiments are a good example of that, too.
Yeah, which Dr. Emoto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's interesting. I was kind of thinking about, like, well, what is one of the biggest things I've had as a fear for most of my life? And that was the dentist. And, you know, as a young boy, you know, my father, who was living and helping us on a budget from time to time, would take us to some of his friends who did dental work. And, you know, some of them weren't the most professional dentists you would see. And I had one that was very rough on me when I was a child and kind of created a lot of trauma for me. So throughout the rest of my life, you know, I've had all these experiences, and it's interesting. It's almost like if you have to learn something, life gives you one example after the next. And, you know, and unfortunately, sometimes I think because they're so spread out, we don't see the connection of it. But it's like if you have a challenge and you're maybe stepping away from it, or if you have a fear and you're not kind of working through it or embracing it, that, you know, that particular situation could come up with different experiences in different places and stuff like that. And, you know, it was funny because, you know, coming from that space of having that fear because of the trauma as a child, you know, I figured, oh, okay, I'm not going to have anything to do with my mouth over the years. It'll be very simple. And then, you know, over, you know, whatever we look at here as far as 30 or 40 years of dental work, I've had everything from tons of cavities to gum surgery to implants to dental surgeries where I've been put under. You know, I've had multiple extractions. I've had teeth pulled. I've been awake for some of it. And, you know, and all these different experiences over and over and over again. And I remember at a certain point when I finally decided after many years of not going to the dentist that, you know, because my gums were bleeding all the time, that maybe it might be a good idea to start to love myself a little bit more and take care of my health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through that, I finally decided to show up and go to a dental office. And, you know, the angels or something must have been involved because I had the most incredible hygienist work with me that was very gentle. I think to add to the story, I have a very bad gag reaction, which makes cleanings very interesting just by itself. I'm sure a lot of you probably have that experience also. So I don't usually do too well with someone's hands in my mouth with all kinds of sharp instruments.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think the dentist is like somebody's favorite place to go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you know, through the years, you know, I've been given all these opportunities. And I remember when I finally had decided to go back after many years, it was only because I was taking Valium to handle the anxiety related to the fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being able to kind of taper off of that. And, you know, now it's kind of like after, you know, all these years of being in very loving spaces, You know, it's been a space of learning to love myself through the fear instead of trying to push myself. I think in a lot of situations when we're dealing with fear, sometimes we just want to just punch through it. And I think you have to leave that up to yourself as an individual if that's really the right choice for you. You know, the question would be is, given a given situation, let it be fear or anything else, what is the best way that you can love yourself in that moment? And
that is so beautiful. Wow. Wow. I love that.
So that's my story of the dentist. And basically, you know, I go now and I actually look forward to it. And, you know, I have to do say, though, that if you're going to work through a fear, I don't recommend you do it over 30 years because you get a lot of experiences to reinforce it, unfortunately. And it is amazing. I mean, Christy kind of talked about it earlier that hindsight kind of tells us a lot. I mean, it'd be beautiful if we had more of a roadmap or something as things unfold for us. But I think life unfolds a certain way so that you can have these experiences and that you can grow from it.
Definitely.
I just don't think it all needs to be fear-based. And I think one of the biggest things I've always kind of said is in a lot of situations when I've kind of reflected on something from my past experiences, not just related to the dentist, but other parts of my life, is that, you know, I always wondered in those moments, could there have been a more loving way, a more gentle way? And I think for once I got into the spiritual journey, there was a big push for me to want it fast, to want to have accelerated growth, to even set that intention. And I got exactly what I asked for, and it created quite a journey for me, which I'll tell them a little bit. But I'm going to go ahead and hand this off to Christy.
Thank you, Mark. Well, I'm just sitting here and thinking about how you just said whenever we have those emotions or fear in particular, you know, to love them, you know. There's another spiritual teacher that I found very engaging and delightful, Matt Kahn. And one of the things he talks about is just the I love yous, you know. Wherever you're at, I love you. Just this evening, my oldest daughter was talking about how do you stop racing thoughts? You know, how do you stop your mind from thinking? And I just kind of joked with her and I said, well, you know what? Just tell your mind you're doing a really good job. You're a really good thinker. You know, and one of the things that has helped me in kind of lighter situations is that when fear does come up, just to acknowledge it, number one. I think acknowledging it is the first step for me. And sometimes feeling it. You know, a lot of times emotions can be scary because we allow ourselves and we think that when I start to feel this emotion, I'm just going to fall apart and that I'll never be able to come back out, you know. But for me, feeling the emotion, whatever that looks like, having a safe space to just maybe be alone and just cry and just be with the fear, and then loving that place inside of us that's afraid, you know. Whenever I did choose to get divorced from my ex-husband, there was tons of fear, you know, and the decision had been going for, you know, ever since I got married, you know. And I thought and thought and thought, you know, maybe if I just try harder, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that, you know. And anybody out there that's been in a relationship and had to end it, you know, most times it's not the easiest thing. So after being together for almost 17 years, there was a situation where he spoke to me, and the words that he used in that moment, I felt like I was being broken, like a piece of glass that had just been broken by a rock, and then all of a sudden the glass falls to the floor, and then the shards of glass begin to break, and the glass just keeps continuing to break and to break and to break until all that's left there is a pile of sand. from which the glass came. And I felt like a pile of sand, just laying there on the floor, and I had no clue. But the only thing I did know is that I couldn't be in the relationship anymore. And so in that moment, you know, for me, it was clear that I couldn't allow myself to stay in that kind of a situation. And there was tons of fear of the unknown. And I think a lot of times maybe we think that we control the future, right? Like with their little magic ball or something. Like, okay, I know tomorrow I'm going to wake up and next month I'm going to do this and do that. But one of the things that a teacher said that has helped me to release a lot of my fear and anxiety, just maybe daily things, is, you know, maybe that question, what's next? Maybe we can just let that go. Maybe we don't have to know what's next. And maybe instead we can just be present in this moment and know that for today, I've got what I need, you know. And that when and if a decision to make some kind of life change comes, it'll come in the moment. You know what I mean? It's not that it's going to come 5 weeks from now and then we know, okay, that's when it's exactly going to be. So I'm going to just sit here and worry about it and allow my fear to overtake me. But maybe instead just saying, okay, where am I at right now? You know, one of the things that I teach my students is to slow down, because sometimes when we get into fear, we kind of get in this panic place and maybe some anxiety starts to come up. And oftentimes our breath starts to shorten. So connecting with our bodies, allowing ourselves to really feel, okay, where am I sitting? Where am I standing? And then slowing the breath down and just breathing slower. Just slow down and breathe slower. So for me, that's really helped.
It's beautiful. Yeah, the breath is just such a large part of what we do and how we are. And I think a lot of people don't really pay a lot of attention to it. And it is such a powerful tool. You know, you'll find based on different situations you're in, if you just put some attention on the way you're breathing, you'll notice based on certain people or different situations that your breathing actually will shift. And you'll also notice that in some situations you're holding your breath or you're almost hyperventilating. So just being able to if you're in the middle of a situation like that, like Christy said, is really just to pause and to kind of alter your breath pattern a little bit. So if you're breathing fast, slow down, you know. You know, as you were talking, Christy, about, you know, kind of like how we go into the space of fear, I think one of the things that I remember that's worked for me is being in the space of, and you can do this with other things besides fear. You can do it with pain in your body. You could do it with other emotions that you're feeling. But for the fear, we'll use that as an example by saying sometimes just quieting your mind, taking a couple deep breaths and just kind of asking yourself and almost talking to the fear and saying, you know, what is it that you're trying to teach me?
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
And just kind of really listening in that space. And I think in a lot of situations, you know, fear can be based on the unknown, right? We go into a new situation, new job, new relationship, new go visit a doctor for some specialty we've never done before. Whatever it is in life, when we get into that space of the unknown, where we don't have any previous experience in life, you know, you can be in that space and that can be fearful for you. You're like, I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know, and then, you know, aren't we really, really good at like thinking up like every like thing in our head that's going to happen in these situations?
Mm-hmm.
And being caught up, as your daughter said, with just all the, you know, I call it the monkey chatter, all the stuff going on in our heads, you know. And you know, just kind of being able to be in that space and just kind of embrace the fear or whatever is there in that situation. So it's funny, there's another point I was going to bring up, but I guess it's not important because it's gone.
It flew away.
But with that, if you're in agreement, I think it'd be pretty cool to kind of just take everybody on a little bit of a guided meditation.
Well, let me see if there's anybody out there right now. So for all of you that are listening to this, either live or in a recorded version, know that through our words, through the vibrations that you hear, that we are transmitting. What are we transmitting, Mark?
We're transmitting a lot of loving and healing energy.
That's what I was going to say.
We're sending you blessings and giving you comfort, especially if you feel alone.
Yeah, because I've felt alone for a majority of my life, and I've battled with depression, you know, and anxiety, and it's been a long road for me. And fear, living in fear, actually became a normal. It became, that was my normal, to actually live in fear. And it's okay. If you're in that place, just know that it's okay. And that you're not alone. And that you're beautiful. And that you're amazing. And that this fear, for whatever reason, is there actually to help us. It sounds really weird maybe, but it's there to help us. So maybe if we come, and like Mark said so beautifully, and just come to a place instead of pushing the fear away, just maybe having a conversation, you know. One of the things I do is I go into my heart space and I just open up and I just allow myself to be and just ask myself, you know, what are you trying to tell me? You know, what do you want to say? What do you want to say that I'm not listening to? What do you want to say? Because I honor you, because fear can be a guide for us. Fear can definitely be a guide for us. And I just think I wanted to make that point before we go on into our meditative practice.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think what we see is that when we're in the middle of a fear situation or whatever it is, lots of times these situations are created because there's an inner aspect of ourselves that, because of whatever we got used to, at it being in an abusive relationship or being in a life that doesn't have a lot of joy or being in a life where you're very destructive with your health or your life, there is this inner aspect, this higher self of you, this divine connection inside of you that wants to reach out and get your attention and get you to slow down. You know, sometimes this can put you in the hospital, or it could, you know, put you in a situation where you have to kind of really nurture yourself, because, you know, it's like, you know, as we talk about, and we'll talk about in a lot of future shows, you know, messages will come to you quietly and they get louder and louder. And then if you don't listen, eventually, you know, something will happen, like you'll end up in the hospital, or you'll be put in such a situation that you have no choice.
you'll be caught in the hailstorm and think you're about to die in your car.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll have to talk about that one another time, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you know, lots of times, you know, situations occur because there is this divine aspect of yourself that you've almost turned your back on. There is this powerful energy inside of you that's really connected and is an aspect of the divine. It's this light that's in you that, you know, that you have the ability to do anything, to accomplish anything. You know, you have all these beautiful gifts that are part of who you are. And I think we get caught up in our patterns or whatever it is that we're doing in life, and we get numb to certain things. And I think fear or anxiety or emotions will actually come up as assisting us in being able to pull us out of that dream state of being caught in whatever it is that we're dealing with, let it be a relationship or a bad job or, you know, some type of addiction. Mm. And, you know, so lots of times, you know, all these different things show up as kind of like, hey, just want to get your attention. And lots of times, if you can just quiet yourself and listen and ask that thing inside of you, the emotion, the fear, the pain, whatever it is, what is it you're trying to tell me? I am listening. I'm here, you know, and just really taking that time to center yourself and really just put energy and make yourself the one that fills the cup first.
That's beautiful.
So with that, let's go ahead and go into the meditation.
All right. So here we are. We're going to fill your cup. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So if you are in a place where you can, not while driving, so if you're driving, just kind of don't do this. Keep your eyes open, you know, make sure you know where you're at. But if you can, if you're in a safe space, find a seated position that's comfortable for you. Or even maybe if you're in your bedroom, if you want to lie down or just kind of lay out on your lazy chair, whatever you call those, you know, maybe wherever feels good and comfy for you, just kind of get there, kind of make your space, just clear some room for yourself. And then we'll begin. With each breath, and knowing that we're giving ourselves this special time to just be.
I always like to teach you a technique that you can use anytime you need to just take 5 minutes. It could be in your car before you go to work, or it could be you know, before you leave the house in the morning, or it could be before you go to sleep at night. Just, of course, you don't want to do that when you're driving. But it's a relaxation technique, and we're going to actually anchor it in for you this evening. So just by thinking of your favorite color and your favorite number, why don't you go and do that right now? Think of your favorite color and your favorite number. And I'm going to go through and just kind of give you a relaxation technique. Christy's going to guide you through some stuff once we kind of relax down, and then after she's done, I'll bring you back up into awakened state again. Please do not do this while you're driving. So by thinking of this favorite color and this favorite number, when you need to just go into a quiet space for a minute, you can do this by taking roughly maybe a minute of your time to, on a daily basis as a practice, to do this. You can simply close your eyes, think of the color, think of the number, take a deep breath, and you'll basically go right into a relaxed state. And then within a matter of minutes or so, you'll automatically come out on your own. So you don't have to worry about, you know, am I going to wake up or, you know, or something like that. So don't worry about any of that. So with that, I want you to imagine in any position you're in, with your eyes closed and taking a deep breath and just kind of letting it out. As you let it out, you let go of all stress. Let go of all fear, all anxiety. Allow all parts of your body to relax. Through this process, as you breathe in, you can imagine an ocean wave as though you're sitting on the beach with your feet in the water, and the waves are coming in just above your knees, not too deep. That as you breathe in, the water kind of starts at your toes and moves up your body until it gets all the way up to your neck. And then as you breathe out, the wave goes back into the ocean, taking away any type of sickness or anything that you were holding on to that's not for your highest good. It kind of releases anything that you can let go of, almost like a nice cleansing bath. As you breathe in again, that wave starts at your toes and, you know, moves all the way up your body, touching all parts of your body. And then when you breathe out, it just goes right down in reverse. As this wave moves across your body, it allows all parts of your body to relax. It lets go of all fear and all pain and any kind of stiffness you have, any stress you've been carrying. And as it moves across your body, that wave of energy, that wave of beautiful water, of the cleansing water of light, moves across your body and allows that part of your body to heal, to let go, to release. You're in a safe space, going deeper and deeper relaxed. In this space, as this ocean wave moves with your breath across your entire body, with every in-breath and out-breath, this energy, as it touches your body, allows your body to relax. Deeper and deeper relax, totally safe. You're totally in control at all times. Just breathing into that space, feeling the calming energy across your body. Feeling your breath in your body as you feel it move through you, filling you with all kinds of happiness and joy, and letting go with every out-breath, anything else that you're carrying.
And then from this space, as we allow ourselves to be with our breath, slowing down a little bit more with each exhale, allow ourselves to come into our heart center. And feel ourselves surrounded by a warm glow of white and golden light. And from this place, we allow ourselves to feel held, to feel loved, to feel acknowledged and accepted just as we are in this exact moment. And then gently noticing any areas within us that call to our attention. Be they fear or pain, anxiety or depression. And just quietly witness these places within us and acknowledge their stance in our field, in our physical body, our energy bodies, our etheric bodies. And then just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And welcome this part of you home. This part of you that has felt so lost, so shut away. And maybe there are tears that come. And allow those tears to cleanse, to release the pain, the fear, the anxiety, the depression, the suffering, whatever it is that's been held up and tensed, whatever it is that we've been pushing down. Know that you are safe. And that you are surrounded by love, and that you are love. Whether or not we can feel it in this moment, we are love. And as we take this place within us, if we so choose, we can see it as a little child. Maybe an infant or a toddler. And we see that it's scared. It doesn't know where to go or what to do. And we go to this little person within us and say, I love you. It's okay. I'm here to take care of you now. I'm here to take care of you now. And we take this beautiful child into our arms and hold them. Maybe kiss her beautiful forehead, feel the warm body against ours. And maybe the child's crying, and you begin to rock, And you say, I know, it's been so long. It's been so long. I know you felt alone, but I'm here now. I'm here now. I see you. And then just stay in this space as long as you wish. And know that you can come back to this space, back to this comfort, the comfort that you are. Whenever you're ready, you can look at this little child and just let them know that when they need you, that you're there.
And with that, we start to allow ourselves to come back into the present, remembering our favorite color and our favorite number to allow us to go into this relaxed state anytime that we need to. By just closing our eyes, taking a deep breath, and thinking of the color and the number, you'll go into a deep relaxation. And then after a matter of minutes, you'll simply just come out of it. As we anchor that in with love and energy and support, we basically start to bring ourselves back into the present, feeling whatever it is underneath our feet, a rug, a floor, starting to breathe and feel into our bodies. We let go of things that no longer serve us, and we embrace ourselves with love as we come back into the present state, into our bodies, fully aware of the surroundings, looking at the space around us.
And as we open our eyes, we allow ourselves to come back to the present moment, knowing that this journey that we just took is available to us at any time. And that you are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for going on this little journey and allowing me and Christy to share a topic with you as you tune in over the next couple months to a year. You'll hear all kinds of conversations we're going to have about different topics. Go out to spiritualconnectionsradio.com to see what's on the agenda for the next month and see some of the other shows we have, like Dr. Connie, where she channels angels, and our friend Brigida and Mike, who channel music and ascended masters. And, of course, me and Christy are on that show also, kind of doing our Diksha blessing, and we kind of take part in that show also. So make sure to check out the website and find out more about that. Any closing thoughts on fear as we close out this beautiful show together?
Well, I just want to thank you, Mark, and thank you to those that are listening for taking the time out and to explore this topic further and to maybe go deeper. And I was going to ask you, Mark, if there's someone out there that's listening to this right now that wants to get in touch with us and maybe talk about perhaps coaching sessions or just want some feedback, how would they get in touch with us at Divine Practice?
I'm just trying to think if with all the different changes we've made to the different websites recently, if info@divinepractice.com is available as a contact email address.
Well, maybe we just, if you're out there listening, maybe go back to the Spiritual Connections website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll make sure to post our email there in case you want to send comments, suggestions, feedback, share your stories.
We'd just absolutely love to hear back from you and maybe kind of go over those in our next radio show next month.
Yeah. So we'll make sure to get that email address up on the website. So if you go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com, under our area where the show is, we'll have the email address posted there, so you have an email to contact us at. And we
under Divine Practice.
Under it'll be on Spiritual Connections Radio, but under the show Divine Practice,
yes, okay.
There'll be an email address where you can send us at, and it'll probably be info@divinepractice.com. So we'll get that out to you in a couple weeks as we're updating the site, and we really appreciate all of you tuning in. I think, you know, from the show, we kind of talked about a couple different things. One of them was really loving that aspect that's really trying to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we learn tonight?
Oh, I learned that I love you.
I love you too.
I love you more and more every day. And I learned that I love our listeners. It's so funny because I feel like I can feel you. And as we speak and as we go through what we're saying and through the meditations, just know that we are connected in ways that are beyond our comprehension. And that I love you.
And with that, as we close out the show, we want to just let you know you're never alone, that you're always surrounded by so many beings that love you and so much energy. And we bless you with anything that you would want in your life. Let it be happiness, joy, cash abundance, great health, anything.
Really good sex. That's a good one, too.
That'll be a different show.
And with that, we say adieu.
Adieu.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Divine Practice with Christy and Mark. We're on every Thursday. Check out the website to see when the date is. We're on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night.